call myself a ball player. I'm just going to go to any team I can that whoever picks me, and I'm just going to make plays and with the ball and do my best out there. Well, my size, my speed, I got sneaky speed. I get up on the defenders real quick. It doesn't look like it that I'm moving fast, but I cover ground. And then there's my athletic ability. I mean, I talk to tons of teams. They get a feel for me and take their own analysis on me and see what they want to do. I talked to a number of teams last night. I have a lot more meetings today, and just going to continue to knock those out and enjoy the process and have fun with that. I mean, it wasn't difficult. It's just adversity. We all go through adversity. You go through adversity as a reporter. You just keep going. So I can keep going on the field. The Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, Brandon Marshall. Try to take a little bit of Ocho Cinco with his route running ability. And the old Terrell Owens, who just was an animal back in the day. Oh, he just told me to have fun with it. Keep a smile on my face and just go with the punches and make sure I stay focused throughout it all. I'm dialed in all the time. It's never like, there's no anger towards it. If you're angry, you're crazy out in the field, you're loose and you're not in control. You always got to be in control out there on the field. I met with most of the teams last night. I can't name them off the top of my head. It was a long night, but I got almost everybody. Just kind of missed. I think I missed a couple, but I'm going to make it up tonight and meet with everybody. I mean, all of them, just to be in this position is mind-blowing in itself. So it's just, I take it all in and just listen to the things they teach me and tell me, and then go from there. It's just been a dream of mine. I always try to play to the ability of trying to be the best on the field. And then I guess scouts looked at that and they took it from there and had me graded as a top level college player. No, it's different. I was saying it last night when we went into the train station. We got a strange train station here. Everybody's tugging and pulling on you, just trying to get you to talk to them. And then today with all the medical, everybody's tugging and pulling on your body, just trying to figure out what's wrong with you. Even if it's nothing's wrong with you, they're going to try to find something.